The last poem I'd like to read is the title poem of one of my books, The Magellanic Clouds. For those of you who have not taken Astronomy 1 or read the introduction to the book, which gives a definition of the Magellanic Clouds, let me tell you that they are a very beautiful configuration in the sky, which I have only seen on photographs, but they probably represent another galaxy or several other galaxies, and they can only be seen in the southern hemisphere. They were called the Magellanic Clouds by Magellan, who was sailing by and naming everything he could after himself. It's a poem in which I try to talk about, well, on the surface I'm talking about the necessity for being private or being alone in some way if you are going to really understand yourself and be able to do your own work in the world. I don't mean that we can't have any communication with other people or that we can't live with other people or have even good relationships with others. I mean that in fact, we will have better relationships with everyone in the world at the point when we allow ourselves the privacy of communion with ourselves that we need. And I feel like for the artist, this is a particularly important thing, but only because he's an exaggeration of what we all are about. The Magellanic Clouds for Eleanor, who likes to see her name in print. The photographic plate is blurred. That blurry area is where you laughed and breathed on the plate. Lizard skin prickly pears roll out of your mouth. A purple bird twists your tongue with his beak, and crazy cactus leaves of love pin you luckily to one man. You have a mouthful of stars when you laugh, and you fall over the Milky Way at your feet. Next door, the Magellanic Clouds swirl and try to force themselves into your paintings. But you are too happy painting little hearts and big hearts and sticking them all over your husband, who is a river washing silverfish over you in the dark. Look carefully. My scream makes a silver line on the graph. The photographic plate is blurred. That blurry area is the Magellanic Clouds from another galaxy. Inside me swirls something like the Magellanic Clouds. All the animals I ride are found in the Magellanic Clouds. My life is destined to be a cloud, galaxies, light years removed. The dust storm on the desert, the fog over the river, a handful of dust with tiny shell fragments, a gold outline against the sky. How can I explain it to you and all of the succulent women I know? Wives, mothers, loved, protected by men they love, having the shoulder to curl their heads into at night. How can I explain to myself this dust cloud that is my life? I talk in my sleep, just as I talk when I'm awake. No one listens to me but strangers. Once a blue vein of electricity came to me in the Magellanic Clouds and said, "There is a price on everyone's life." Uncurling my ears like new leaves, I looked at my world, my scarred body, my missing children, separation from the men who spoke my language. The price is to walk alone up the stairs, alone every night with your candle, and alone down the stairs, alone every morning with white footsteps and teacups of tears. In your daydreams, you must carry the bodies of your children wrapped in white and strapped to stiff boards. People will chase you and accuse you of murder. The children will sing in your ears and cut you with the sharp corners of their smiles. Your songs will be bled out of you every day as you are cut with different tools, razor blades, knives, scissors, grass, paper, glass. One day the words will come out of your elbows and one day out of your knees. Scars and holes and craters will cover you. When people look at you, they will run away. But words, the words you've bought, will creep out of holes like beautiful skeins of thread. Someday, I will vanish in the Magellanic Clouds. but will wait in rooms to get inside of paintings. Even the electricity, the fire, tells me I will not have to spend all my time in the sky. Someday it will be my breath blurring the photographic plates, and the astronomers will say, "See that cloudy spot on the plate? We once thought it was the Magellanic Clouds, but they have moved farther out into space. It is something new, another enormous cloud made up of strange gases and foreign particles. It is something new, and we have no name for it yet, and I will breathe harder, will blow harder, will blur more and more of the plate, will pass through rooms and rooms and rooms of memories in the shape of apples, birds, iron wheels. The clouds, the Magellanic clouds, the clouds in my heart, the clouds I ride on, the clouds under my bed, the clouds of my life, the clouds always in the next room, seeping under the door. I am a cloud. Dust on the desert, fog over the waters, gases in the sky. Can there be any sadness once I am named?"